to thank everyone who's reading. At this time, I would like to introduce our first speaker from Washington, D.C., Len Yee.
Hi, family. I'm Len. I'm an addict.
Amen.
I'm 6 feet tall. You know, I'm honored that the committee would ask me to do a workshop. I'm not scared. I'm not nervous. You can't hear me? Oh, I'll start all over. You heard about me being 6 feet, right? I'm not scared. I'm not nervous. I'm asking God to come in. I want to thank my predecessors first, and I need to always give them that, because when I came into the rooms in December 1989, there were hands held out, there were messages being given, there was hope being given. And because I didn't want to live, I couldn't receive it. I struggled with getting clean. I know now it's just simple. I just didn't surrender. But when you're in your own world and you've been doing something and you felt like you've destroyed your life, how can I take it one day at a time? How can I believe? But until I got a whooping that cost me everything but what I wanted out. Someone sent me a text this morning and it said, if the past calls you, let it go to voicemail. It has nothing new to say. And when I got here, I was not only in my past, I was running from my past. And I didn't know how I would lay it down and just try something different. I have a twin. I always tell folks, I got a twin. I know she's with me at all times. I should be celebrating 25 years, but I've been back 21 years, April 1st, and I'm claiming it. I've worked real hard for it. I thank God for it. And it's mine. And I'm still afraid to use. When I first got here, I thought my problem was drugs, crack specifically. I'm aware of what, when we share, if it's a newcomer in the room, they're not going to understand anything you're saying. So for them first, I'm going to say, you can make it. I do believe that if it's hard, it's working. But if you get a sponsor, you go to meetings and you pray, and more than anything, if you ever feel like using, tell somebody before you act on it. I was in meetings and I knew I was going to use, and I went and used. And I kept coming in and out, in and out. I'm okay with that today simply because I'm not trying to go there again, but I know I can. And I don't want my twin to jump out in front of me and make decisions. And in facing life, I had a sponsor that told me something was wrong with you. When I got back here, she said, you need to get into some step work. I do not believe if you do all 12 steps in 1 year, you will know what we're talking about. Raising your hand. You don't even know when you're a mess. You can be here for years and be a mess. And all you're doing when you raise your hand is giving that mess. I realize it's not popularity. I realize it ain't nothing about the outside. But somebody 6 feet tall, you really can't miss it. So you try to get something else to detract that, get it off of me. And I learned some lessons, some valuable lessons. I'm going to bring you up to date, but them drugs, I'm still afraid of it. I don't want to make that decision to go. But drugs is not the only addiction that I can have. And I'm going to learn some lessons in that area too. I'm not even afraid to expose myself. Right now, I'm scared. I'm not scared of talking and standing up here in front of you. I'm talking about, I'm scared because people have told me that God already got it. He got that door open, but I forgot how to endure. Go through. And the people that send you messages or that give you hugs or say, hold on, it's going to be okay. I believe you, but I got a right to say the feelings. I'm scared. I know it's my attitude, thinking, and behavior that gets me caught up in a lot of feelings and emotions, and I react and I respond. When I got here, they had things for us to do. I was so glad we could go to dances. I danced with a lot of short guys. You hit my head when you turned me around. But we was bullying. I got into some relationships, and I'm so grateful for them, because when I started changing my criteria, it was worse than those who were picking me up when they was a mess, and they didn't know I was a mess. But I can't blame them. Get into that step work. I think all of us have a nature that loves people. And I'm a giving and I'm a caring person. And, you know, let me say this too, and I hope you understand where I'm coming from. God can get my attention. He don't have to always knock me to my knees. He don't have to take away everything. You got to listen to what people are saying in the name of encouragement. You all taught me how to dream. I had family that would come after me when I go back out because they cared enough. My childhood was just what it was, but let me tell you something. It's terrible when you start to be responsible for yourself and trying to make decisions and stuff when you're 12 years old. Today, I don't use that thinking back there. I don't operate on that thinking back there. I have kind of laid most of it to rest. Because I wanted to move on. Quite simply, I didn't get what I got until I learned to sit with me. There's a point and a time that I'm going to have to sit with me. And I got my lesson because the first guy that I got in a relationship, he got shot and killed in a drug transaction. The next guy I got into in a relationship, and it wasn't because he died yesterday and I got into a relationship today. He died. I got in another relationship. He died. And it's something when people go, oh, I didn't know you was going with him or claiming. What difference does it make? He's dead. But I got a lot of hurt and pain inside of me, and I don't know which way to give it. But in that step work, I will get some peace if I learn to sit down. But that disease can come up and creep up on you and have you doing something that you'll say, oh, I can't do it no more. It can be in clothes. It can be in spending money. It can be in just saying stuff because you hurting. Or it can be in not saying a thing either because nobody will know. But it's purely an inside job. This disease is fatal. Two years ago, I was diagnosed with stage 1 cancer. I kept it quiet. And the reason why I kept it quiet, because you can't talk about something when you don't know what's going to happen. Oh, the doctors say your immune system's going to go down. You cannot go to work. You can't be around people. And when I got diagnosed on a Friday, I got my treatment starting on Monday and chemo for 6 straight months. And it was like, y'all keep it moving. And people were lovingly saying, you know, Lynn, we wish we knew we would have been there to help you. But you couldn't help me because my system started going down. When I start going down, when I start worrying, when I start thinking too much, she will come out. She will start making decisions that are not good enough. I got through that. The disease, y'all, I'm not talking about just a drug. The disease is my attitude, my thinking, and my behavior. And before you know it, she'll answer you and you go, whoa, where'd she come from? But that's, I know it's wounded. I'm wounded. But she only wanted to give some hope. She only wanted to give some strength. But you know what? I'm fighting for my life. If you do fight for your life, I'm fighting for my life with 21 years and not the cancer. I want to better myself. I want to dream. I came in here and I was dreaming. It's not about money, property, or prestige. But guess what? When you're smoking crack, you don't really have much. So if you get something, you should be proud. And I worked hard. IRS was working with me. Restitution was working with me. My family was working with me. I come from a family that don't have no cut cards. You want something, you go get it. They're glad you're in recovery, but what about it? And when I go inside to that step work, just because I did the step work, y'all, didn't mean I could raise my hand and share on it. I got to feel some stuff. Then I got to find some help on how to deal with it so that the old person don't come out. The old person don't go away either. And then you start this healing process and you want it. So in dreaming, I make decisions about me because I want something. And for me, if I want something, it seems like if you want it, go get it. And I took chances. I'm leading you to where I am now. And right now is when I need to be and have it reinforced that this disease is so fatal, it will come from out of nowhere and creep up on you. And it doesn't have to mean a drug. And I'm here to say, they say, no matter what, just don't use. Well, you know what? I just not only want to use, but I don't want to feel some pain because of some decisions that can damn near kill me. I know if I smoke some crack, it will pull out this can of whip ass. And I don't mean to swear. I know if I go mess with somebody thinking that they can get rid of this feeling, like I'm going to go pick a brother and he's going to help me with my dilemma, I'm not doing that because I don't want to be used. But when I got a higher power that I'm still working with and I'm believing in him sometimes, and I know he works through people, y'all, how do you hold on? I'm a crackhead that's got a top secret cleanse, and I'm only sharing that because we can do and be anything. And I took that opportunity, and I can tell you where I used to work. I went out and I got an opportunity to work for the FBI. And then when sequestration hit, I got laid off. And when you got laid off, I just say too, if you knew, save some money. I lost my medical insurance. Then I gotta go sit in line and ask for some help. And you gotta go in there acting like you got some sense instead of going in there acting like you're entitled to something. And you gotta sit in there with some people that, you know. So they give me Medicaid, and my doctors are in Virginia. So, you know, my mind can say, well, you're giving me this here for D.C. and my doctor's in Virginia. What am I going to do? But save some money. They gave me food stamps. And I eat. You hear me? I know how to space them out. Then I come into a room and I say, y'all, hey, I need a job. I know I've been shouting out, I need a job. I got to listen to them voices, and I got my twin. That disease will sneak up on you. I got a forbearance for the mortgage. If you think I'm talking about money, property, and prestige, you're missing the point. My mortgage company gave me a forbearance. That means you don't have to pay it until June. Thank you. But you know that unemployment check, sure enough, paid the utilities. and I'm in D.C. and they don't give you no unemployment as of last December. So I've been using my money that I saved to pay those bills. And now we're getting down to here. And here comes the disease. Disease will tell you, oh, think about how you can make some money. You're going to play the number? You're going to gamble? You're going to go buy an outfit? I ain't no good trick, so I can't say I'm a user, brother. Because I don't want to be used. But, you know, the mind will tell you anything. And then you listen to people. Then they say, you know, any job is better than no job. Well, let me tell you something. Unless you walk in somebody's shoes, please hold off on your information, because it's just like when the past is calling, you're supposed to let it go to voicemail. I have to qualify for a loan that will help me keep my home. And yeah, I'm fighting for my home because that's my home. That's my roof over my head. If I got to let it go, I'll go down battling, but I'm not just walking away. I didn't lose it because I ain't paying it. I got my medical on my mind. I got no job on my mind. I got no money coming in. My little bit of money right here. People cuffing me money. Thank you. People saying it's going to be all right. The door is open. Thank you. Most people think you're a loner because you walk by yourself. I walk by myself because I'm not searching God. I'm seeking what He is trying to tell me to do, just to hold on. And if I don't be quiet, I will not hear what He has to say. And when she takes over, and when I'm thankful for my predecessors, a lot of stuff is happening in these rooms, and I'm here to say I'm going to stand up because this disease is fatal. All this craziness that's going on top of the message that's being given, it's really confusing to someone. And I just met somebody with 1 day and 5 days. And I went, whoa. They're not going to see everything perfect and clear. But you know what? When I got here, I didn't even know my predecessors had issues. So please know that we all have issues, and y'all keep sharing, and I'll keep sharing, so I'll let you know what's going on. I'm not talking about poor me. I'm not talking about a bailout. I'm talking about someone who is so damn fiercely independent, it's to a fault, but she don't know how to say, can you help me? We ain't talking about with just money. Can I tell you what I think? And do you know I also had to get away from my neighbors? We ain't talking about people in the rooms. Be a productive member and go on outside. Sometimes I get away from my neighbors. Ain't because they asking for a slice of bread. I'll give you it. It's coming with their mess. And my disease will sneak back in. She'll jump out and say something. And I don't mean no harm. But I'm fighting for my life. Hey, I don't want to use. God ain't bring me this far to spit in His face and use. But I can use. And the people that love me too, I learned to love myself. I thank you because you taught me to do the same. And when something's going on, I got to get to the exact nature. How do you know what the exact nature is? All the time. Where is it coming from? Get to the root of it. That disease will say, man, come on, let's go get one. Come on, let's go shop. Oh, don't worry about that. God's good. He gonna take care of me. Well, I had a hard time getting close to a God in my understanding that I used to ask Him when my hands was back up against the wall. When I'm asking Him now, look, just help me have some sense to sit still. When the chemo was coming, I was so sick of that daggone chemo, I asked Him, I said, can you take me now? I said, I'm done. I'm done because guess what? As far as I was concerned, He had brought me to damn near 21 years of clean time. And for that, I'm eternally grateful. And I'm not the same person, But why you got me here? Why you got me here? So you get quiet. I got to put earplugs in my ear at night to sleep just to get quiet. This will chitter chatter. This will go. This I'm listening to. This I'm watching. This you're trying to give a message of hope. This they want you here. This they want you there. This day. Wow, this day. I had three men growing up that meant the world to me. And they are not here. But I have some more men in my life who have become my brothers that I can go talk to. And I wish that my brother and them were here. But they see me. The sisters that are in this room, I may not have met you, but you know what? When we meet, let's just have some fun and give me some hope. I no longer have to look at my predecessors and act like you know that you got it together. I need to ask you how you doing and what's truly going on with you. Did you hear the predecessor tab? I don't like the word issues. You're mad because they won't say, sit down and be quiet. Oh, we got to let you go through your process. When you are a mess, and you don't even know you are a mess, you're going to share a mess, and they're going to let you stay in your mess. But you got to protect that newcomer who don't know it's a mess. I remember in treatment, this girl and I made a pact, and I realized God had placed two of us with all these men, and she left, and I started crying, and my counselor said, why are you crying? I said, because we made a pact to stay. He said, no, you're not. You're crying because that is you. I can give up in a heartbeat. I don't want to give up. So you knew it is about the drugs. But after a while, go inside. Hell, I wanted something new up here. Up here. My hair didn't come out just from chemo. My hair came out because I permed it and colored it at the same time. That disease. Because I want to look good. Not for you, for me. When I look in that mirror, I'm looking at me. I used to hold my head down. He said, look in the mirror and say, I loved it. So I got to work with this. Because I don't want to get with that no more. But right now, the toughest time is just holding on. And if God has it, I can't give myself that information. Please tell me. Again, that he's got the door open. Don't make me feel bad when I already feel bad that I walked away from something to better myself. I didn't walk away from something just because. I don't quit jobs knowing how hard they are, and I damn sure ain't gonna quit another one knowing how hard it is. But the decisions that we make, sometimes the end doesn't always be the outcome. But if you gotta wait on God, I want to know how many people can raise their hand on that subject. If I had a crystal ball, I'd pick my own future, and if it was all right, I'd probably be talking trash and he'd knock me down. But I don't have a crystal ball, and I don't live my life like that. The disease can come in many shapes and many forms. If you're new, stay here. Thank you to my predecessors. And every day that I have, I'm grateful. I'm Lynn, and I'll keep coming back, okay?